out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams Madtown. You wanted it, and it's back. Second Date Update.
Oh, yes. We love our Second Date Update, honey.
It's always a great time.
It is.
And we got our boy Peter on the line. How are you, Peter?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you. Tell us about this date you went on. Who'd you go out with?
I went out with Beth.
Oh, Beth. Okay. Tell us about Beth.
So Beth is a sophisticated lady. We went out for cocktails. We had martinis. It was a pretty swanky cocktail bar, one of those where, you know, everything is handmade and everyone's got the tucked-in ties. But it went really well, and we wound up going back to Beth's place, and things got interesting.
Yeah.
We both had a good time, and the thing is, I haven't heard anything from her since I left.
Wow. Oh. Well, that sounds nice. So you were having some great communication.
Yeah.
Listening to some jazz.
Yeah. We went to this jazz bar, and you know, it was a great conversation. We were listening to music. You know, I happen to know a fair amount about jazz. My dad was really into it, so he kind of taught me everything. And, I felt like we really connected on a number of levels, and now I haven't heard anything.
So, how did this date end? Because it sounds like it ended quite well.
Yeah.
it did end well, you know. It ended with breakfast, if that's not too on the nose.
Snap! Yes, honey.
We love that.
You're
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay, so you got some.
Yeah. We'll just put it out there.
Yeah, we'll just put it out there.
Yeah.
So weird. So anyway, did you guys like pat each other on the back and walk away or?
It wasn't a pat on the back. I mean, it ended the way those dates tend to end, and I thought I would hear from her.
Sure.
And I definitely sent out a text just checking in, seeing how everything is going, and I didn't hear it.
And nothing.
So I don't know.
Oh. All right. Crickets. There's crickets.
Yeah, crickets. Yeah.
That's what he's hearing, crickets.
Yeah.
All right. So how long has it been since the last time you spoke with her?
It's been 4 days.
That's not bad.
Not bad. But when you spend the night, you kind of hope for the next day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You want to spend the night again.
She could be busy. I don't know, you know.
I
only know her so well.
Yeah. Hopefully not with someone else. I mean, we don't want her getting busy with everybody in Madison.
Well, that's an open question,
Well, it's only been a few days. So.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We will give Miss Beth a call and then figure out why she hasn't gotten back to you in 4 days.
I'm curious.
Me too.
Yeah, that sounded great.
All right. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush. Hopefully another second date between Peter and Beth on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Ooh, Tracy.
Yes.
This is a hot, steamy second date.
This is a juicy one. I'm loving this. It sounded great.
It sounds really good.
Yeah.
Peter. He went out with Beth.
Yes.
Love it on this.
Yeah.
They enjoyed some jazz music.
Some jazz.
Like some jazz.
Yeah.
Like it really is.
No.
Get your body in the mood.
Oh, yes. Very chill, relaxed.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They were sipping on scotch.
I love that.
So they have a higher palate.
They do.
Than myself.
They're very sophisticated.
Yeah, very sophisticated. And also, the night did not end there. It actually ended in bed. And supposedly, those two got together. And like you said, Peter, you have not seen her in 4 days.
Yeah. So just wondering what's up.
Okay. Well,
That's
are you ready? Are you ready, Tracy? We're gonna call her.
Yeah, let's call her.
All right, let's find out. Here we go. Good luck to you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Beth?
This is she.
Is this Jazzy?
Is this
Beth?
Jazzy Beth.
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm
sorry.
Hi, sorry. This is Chris and Tracy. We're calling from Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Maybe you've heard of us.
I have. Hi.
Oh, good. Hey, girl.
So listen, we like to party, and someone else likes to party, and he partied with you for a very nice evening of jazz play, scotch on the rocks, maybe some Johnny Walker at that, and then you enjoyed a nice nightcap. Do you remember Peter?
Oh, God. Yes. It wasn't that long ago.
I know.
It was 4 days.
Yeah. Well, who's counting?
I know, right? So he really likes you and wants to know why you're not calling him.
Well, it's kind of embarrassing.
We're friends. You can tell us.
Well, let me just say, Peter is a smoke show. He's hot.
I love that. Yeah. Okay.
We want more.
Yeah. We had a great night. I'm not going to deny we had a really good night.
A very good night. Yes.
You know what she's talking about.
Oh,
like,
I
good
do.
For her. Good
yeah,
for her.
Yep.
But I woke up in the middle of the night because he was getting a lot of text messages. And I wasn't being creepy, but I just looked at his phone. And he was getting a lot of happy birthday text messages.
Oh, well, that's
a little
nice.
Birthday.
And they were happy 21st birthday text messages.
What? Oh.
I'm 40. I'm not trying to get with a 21-year-old.
Girl,
good for you.
Again.
Yes, girl.
Listen, when you're a hot cougar, honey, you got to be proud.
Obviously, you're a hot cougar girl.
Yes.
That's
I mean,
amazing.
I'm not trying to be a cougar. I'm not trying to be a 21-year-old.
Well, I mean, she's got a point. I mean.
She does, but.
Okay, so.
He was 20 when we were drinking together.
He was what?
He was 20 when they were drinking. Oh, he turned 21 at midnight.
Oh. Yes, honey, yes. Yes. Okay, so you feel a bit creepy is what you're trying to say. This is not.
Yeah,
this
you shouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think you should.
It's not for everyone. I get it. I mean, that's a big gap.
Who cares? Yeah. Obviously, they don't look their age. You know,
today they don't.
I honestly, I'm excited for you.
Yeah. And you know what? He's also excited because he would like to go out with you again.
Yeah.
And he has been on this phone call.
He sure has.
Peter.
Peter, you.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Give it up for Peter. Yes. You know what? We're going to give it up to you.
Yes, Peter.
For one. Yes. Wanting a hot 40-year-old.
Sophisticated woman.
Yes.
Beth is a beautiful woman, and the thing is, Beth, I guess I could have said something, but I tend not to advertise my age or, you know, I didn't even tell anyone it was my birthday. Those messages came in from my friends unsolicited, and, you know, I've been going to bars for a couple of years, and so I just... We connected, you know, on an intellectual level, and I just didn't want to ruin it by saying, by the way, you know, I just learned how to drive.
Literally.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? Again, like Tracy said, he sounds like a very mature 21-year-old.
Yes.
And it really determines on the person.
You know what? Your
soul
is connected.
I had no idea. I guess you were at least late 20s.
Yeah,
at least
22.
Girl, you were still going to talk to him in his late 20s. That's still an age difference.
I don't mind an age difference, but 21.
Well, girl. It's just a number.
It's just a number.
Don't forget.
Here's the thing. I don't really connect with people my age because the conversations aren't as good. And I think there's beauty in maturity, and I don't think you look your age either. I'll just say that.
I'm loving on him.
I'm feeling a spark over the phone.
Yes, a birthday candle
Okay,
spark.
I am feeling it.
So here's the thing. Second date update. We're calling to get you a second date, Peter, with Beth.
Yes.
What do we say?
I would love to. You can call it a birthday present if you want.
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm not looking for a relationship with a 21-year-old, but maybe we can go out again.
Okay!
I'll take that. I'll take that for sure.